My name is Marie Salazar, and I'm talking with Alice Heath here in Bellevue, Kentucky, Campbell County. Today's date is July 29th, 1983. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape, Alice?
Yes, I am.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you spell your full name, please?
Okay, it's Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Heath, H-E-A-T-H.
What is your husband's name, Alice?
Robert Heath, R-O-B-E-R-T-H-E-A-T-H.
Do you work, Alice?
No, in the home.
And how about your husband? What type of work does he do?
He's a metal worker. He makes ornamental iron fences and benches and whatever.
How long have you lived here at this present address?
Here in Bellevue, we've been here almost 10 years.
And where did you live before that?
All over. My husband's retired from the Army, so we traveled quite a bit. Do you want me to enumerate those?
if you like.
When we first got married, we went to Germany. We were stationed in Germany. And then we came back and went to Texas. And then North Carolina. And we've been to Fort Knox, Kentucky twice, and we were in Georgia. So
you've seen quite a bit of the country there.
Yes, I'd say so.
Are your parents from around here, or where were they from?
No, they were from here. My husband and I both grew up right here. I grew up in Bellevue, and he grew up about 3 blocks up the hill, but we never knew each other. We met in Florida.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I went down to stay with my cousin, and he came down with a friend of hers, and that's how I met him in Clearwater, Florida.
And you lived 3 blocks apart.
Right.
What were your parents' names?
Okay, my mother was Irene Osterhage Ziegler. Can you spell that?
Yeah, if you will.
Okay, I-R-E-N-E. O-S-T-E-R-H-A-G-E, Ziegler, Z-I-E-G-L-E-R. And my father was E. Irwin Ziegler. And the Irwin was I-R-W-I-N, Z-I-E-G-L-E-R. And mom was from Dayton, Kentucky. And dad was, he was from all over. I think he lived in Newport, but mainly I think he was raised in Silver Grove, Kentucky, and Campbell County, just different parts of Campbell County.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
No, not at all. I'm 42.
42. And what was your birth date?
April 17th, 1941.
And did you go to school here in Bellevue, or?
I went to Sacred Heart Elementary School, and then I went to Notre Dame of Providence, Our Lady of Providence High School in Newport.
In Newport?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about your quilting. Where did you learn to quilt?
Well, to begin with, I was more or less self-taught. I got the idea. I had a lot of fabric scraps from sewing clothes for my girls, and I got the idea that I'd make these into just a patchwork quilt. So I went to the library. We were living at Fort Knox at the time, and went to the library and got books and start reading up, and started making patches and sewing them together. And incidentally, I have never finished that quilt. It's still up in the box, but and then I discovered Quilter's Newsletter magazine, which I dearly love, and I've gotten a lot of ideas from that. But then when we moved here to Bellevue, they opened a recreation center shortly after we moved here, and I requested quilting lessons because I thought, surely there was something I didn't read in the books or something. So hired this lady named Mary Siegfried from Cincinnati, and she came over and taught a class in quilting. It was a combination. First a girl came in and taught us batik, and then the item that we batiked, then we went on to quilt, and Mary taught us the quilting part. So that was my formal education in quilting, with Mary's class.
How old were you? You were an adult by this time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I guess when I took her class, that was in 77. I first became interested in quilting, like I said, at Fort Knox, and that was about 10 years ago, in
mm-hmm.
about 73. And but when I took her class, that was in 77.
You mentioned the scraps of fabric, you know, that you had left
mm-hmm.
over from your daughter's quilt. What particular pattern was this, or did you have a particular pattern
no,
in mind?
No, this was just the patchwork,
just
you
the
know,
patchwork.
Just sewing the squares together. That was what I first started out on.
What patterns do you use, or do you like to use now?
Well, I really like the traditional patterns. There are a few contemporary quilts that I like, mainly because of their color combination. But I like the older ones. I also like Cathedral Window. I've done several of those. And I've done a lot of applique. I do baby quilts because I'm not a real patient quilter. I like to get it done and get on to the next one. And so I've done several baby quilts, and they're mostly applique. I've done some, two or three of the pillow puffs where you
mm-hmm.
fill them with the fiberfill. I've done a Christmas friendship quilt that's interlocking square, and then several of my friends have embroidered pieces to go in the center. It's like a hexagon shape, and that's plain, and then it has red and a green interlocking square around it. Well, they embroidered on the hexagon, which is plain, and I'm still working on that too, mainly because I don't have enough friends that do needlework, you know, to make enough squares, so I'm still trying to con people into helping me with that one. But I think the next one I want to do that I've had in the back of my mind is Storm at Sea. That has always fascinated me, how the triangles and the diamonds can went on the whole thing. They can make it look like curves and circles,
mm-hmm.
and I think I want to do one of those one of these days.
You said you did a lot of applique. Would you say that you prefer to do applique rather than piece?
No, I don't think so. It's just something I've just in the last year or two really gotten into and learned to do. So I think right now I'm just more fascinated with that because I'm still learning and, you know, delving into that. But I wouldn't say that I like it better than piecing.
Did anybody else in your family quilt?
No, they didn't.
No grandmothers or?
Not that I can remember. I don't even remember even having an interest in quilting until, like I said, about 10 years ago. I think one thing that may have impressed me, I don't remember which happened first. I decided to make the quilt out of these scraps, or a women's club I belonged to at Fort Knox, we went to luncheon at a place in Brandenburg called the Doe Run Inn, and they let you go upstairs and look in any of the rooms that aren't occupied at the time, and they had beautiful quilts on the bed. And I don't know if that impressed me because I was thinking of making a quilt, or I decided then to make a quilt because that impressed me, but oh, they had some beautiful quilts on the bed. But before that, I don't recall ever even paying any attention to them.
Have there, well, since for the past 10 years you've been quilting,
mm-hmm.
Has this been a steady thing, or?
No, I wouldn't say so. It's gotten more steady lately because my kids are getting bigger, and my youngest is 13, so I have more time now because they're off on their own. I still feel like I'm still a fairly new quilter, you know, I'm still learning new techniques and new things about it, so I still feel like a new quilter.
How much time do you spend quilting?
Well, as much as I can. I'd say that at least 4 or 5 times a week I'll pick something up and work on it. You know, I have several projects going at once, and I won't say I pick it up every day, but I do try to do something on them pretty often.
Where do you have a particular spot that you like to quilt?
Yes, you're sitting. We're in my living room, and there's a couch right by the window in the corner, and that's my corner. Everybody knows that that's my corner of the couch there. I have a lot of my quilting books over there, and if you look over the side of the couch, you'll see a little suitcase, and it's got a lot of my projects that I'm working on right now, and I just drag it out and sit it up here, and it's got everything I need in there, my scissors and my needles, and...
You're so neat.
Well,
so organized.
It's all in the suitcase because I knew you were coming.
Oh. Is there any time of day that you like to quilt?
I'd say in the morning, like before lunch, and then again later after supper if I have time. I'm not playing chauffeur to the various kids.
How long at a time do you spend quilting?
Oh, I can sit there for a couple of hours and do it. And other times, if I'm busy, I'll just spend maybe 15 minutes on it.
You mentioned your children. How many children do you have, Alice?
I have 3 girls.
Three girls?
Mm-hmm. Laurie is, she's 23, and Missy is 17. And Robin is 13.
Are any of them married?
Yeah, Laurie is.
Laurie?
Laurie's married.
Uh-huh.
She just got married in May.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You mentioned that you are going to try the Storm at Sea pattern. When you quilt this, is there any particular way you're going to quilt it?
I really haven't decided yet. I would probably follow the lines of the patches themselves, but I haven't done a lot of research into it yet to decide what I might do with it. I'm not really, I won't say I'm not an imaginative quilter, because I have all of these ideas, but it just seems like when I go to put them down, there's a block there, and if I tried to design my own quilting design for this particular quilt, I would have a rough time with it. I don't know, there's just a block there for some reason. I need patterns to work with, and I've always been that way. I think quilting is my creative outlet, because I can remember when I was young, I'd have a box of crayons, and I'd sit down with paper, and I'd know what I wanted to draw or what I wanted to color. But I just could not put it down on paper. It just wouldn't come out. So I think I finally discovered an outlet for my creativity in the quilts, but I still need patterns for them.
Is there a particular quilting pattern that you like?
Well, just offhand, all I can think of right now is the feathered design, because I'm working on something with that right now, and I can't think of the name of the other one. It's a circular feather design, one that we did. Is it Sunflower? The group that I belong to, we did it for a special project for the largest quilt in the world, and I can't think what the name of it is right now, but I like that one too. It's a circular feather design.
Is it the feathered wreath, maybe?
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
Oh, in my opinion, the workmanship, the piecing it together, the stitches, but I really don't feel like that is really important. I'm not making my quilts to enter in any quilt shows or anything like that. I'm making them because it I just love to do it. It's so relaxing. And I give them all away. I don't think I have but maybe two or three of the quilts that I've made, because I give them all away. And I think the people that receive them really appreciate it. They, you know, they're not really that interested in whether my stitches are 16th of the inch or whatever. And but I really think they appreciate them. And I think that's the important thing.
How many quilts would you say that you've made since you've started?
Oh, well, let's see. I think I've made about 6 or 7 baby quilts. And, oh, I'd say probably 6 or 7, you know, full-size. Well, probably, let's see, 3 full-size quilts, and the others were twin.
And who do you give these quilts to?
Well, my kids have all gotten the big ones. I made a cathedral window for my daughter when she got married. And the two puff quilts that I made were out of pink and blue and green gingham. And those, my younger two daughters have those. The baby quilts have all gone to friends that have recently had babies. Some of them, I started working on the quilt before I knew the baby was expected. But then I've sort of gotten behind. I have one I should be working on right now. The baby was 3 weeks early, and the quilt is nowhere near finished. But I figure she really doesn't need it in August anyway.
Not with the weather we've been having.
So I have a few months, I think, to finish it for.
After you finish your quilts, do you sign them in any way? Or?
Yes, I put my initials, either AZH or AMH, just on the back in the corner with the month and the year that I finish it. I just put that on the back corner.
What do you find to be most satisfying to you, piecing or appliquing quilts or the actual quilting itself?
The actual quilting, I think, because I really hate cutting out the pieces, especially for a geometric design, you know, all the triangles and the things. I really don't like doing that, but of course it's an essential if you want to get to the quilting. But the quilting is really the most relaxing to me. I just sit there in my corner and watch TV or listen to the radio or just listen to the quiet when the girls are gone. That's what I like the most, is the quilting.
Have you ever participated in a quilting bee?
Oh, yes. I just recently joined a new group, the Licking Valley Quilters. And right after I joined, we went down to Lexington. It was part of the Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society, I think that's the name. They are trying to organize quilting bees around the state, and Lisa Scarborough, she had one at her home in Lexington, and about, let's see, four of the other ladies and myself, we drove down to Lexington early in the morning and took a lunch and whatever we wanted to work on, and it was really enjoyable. I loved it, and I can't wait until they have another one.
Have you ever quilted with other people, you know, other than at what's called a quilting bee?
Well, also, the Licking Valley Quilters are working. We've worked on several projects. We made a crib quilt, a rocking horse pattern, and we didn't actually quilt it together as a group, but we passed it around, and each of us did some quilting on that. And then, as I mentioned before, we quilted a block. It was just a plain block with no, just plain white. And we quilted that for what was to have been the largest quilt in the world down in Louisville. They sent it to Louisville. I really don't know who put it all together. We just quilted on the square and sent our square down, and then it was put into a larger quilt. It was to be displayed at the Derby Day Parade in Louisville, and I did see a picture of it, and it really turned out nice. All of the blocks weren't white. Well, you know, they were. We happened to have an alternating block, and that was fun. Then I belong to another group of quilters in Cincinnati. We don't do just strictly quilting. We work on other needlework projects, but we are in the process. Each month we make two identical quilt blocks, and we keep one for ourselves, and we take the other one to our meeting, and we wrap it all up like a present, and we're just like kids at Christmas. We draw numbers, and then we get someone else's block besides. So we're getting pretty close to having enough for a full-size quilt now, and that's always a lot of fun. You don't know what you're going to get.
Are these all different types of fabric? Is there a particular fabric
The basic is permanent press muslin, if we're going to do an applique, or if we do a pieced design that has like a more or less what would have a background, we would use the unbleached muslin. Other than that, we just use cotton and polyester blends, no knits or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
Kentucky quilt? No, I don't know what you might mean by that.
So you don't think there's anything that would make a quilt a Kentucky quilt?
Oh, gee. No,
I guess as opposed to an Ohio quilt or Illinois.
No, just if it's made in Kentucky, I guess.
It would be a Kentucky quilt.
Sure.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
Not.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
Well, I haven't actually sat somebody down and taught them how to quilt. I've passed on things that I've learned to other people in both of the groups I belong to. Not too long ago, I showed the ones in the Licking Valley quilters that didn't know how to do the quilt as you go, how to put the backings together on those. I sort of did a little demonstration on that, but other than that, I haven't actually taught anyone to quilt.
Do you think you'd ever like to teach?
I don't think I'm a very good teacher. My kids will tell you that. I'm just not a very good teacher. Unless somebody just wants to sit down and watch me, I just get all tongue-tied and I'm just not a very good teacher.
Do your children, do they have any interest in quilting?
Robin, my youngest one, she, about 2 years ago, when she was about 11, she wanted me to show her how to put the patches together. So I showed her that. She made a small pillow, but she didn't actually do any quilting on it. She just put the patches together. Well, by then she had more or less lost interest. She was just at the point where I was showing her how to use the sewing machine, and she made herself just a plain skirt, and then we did the patchwork. Well, her interest was beginning to wane by then, so that was about the extent of it. I haven't actually showed any of them how to quilt. They haven't shown any interest in it.
Not yet.
Not yet. I hope they would eventually. Laurie, my daughter that's married, she does like needlework. She does a lot of embroidery and things like that, but so far she hasn't shown any interest in. She loves the quilts I give her, but she hasn't shown any interest in making her own yet.
When you put your when you piece your quilts, Alice, do you piece on the machine or do you do it by hand?
I occasionally piece on the machine, but mostly I do it by hand. I think you can get a better fit that way.
You mentioned that your daughter likes embroidery and needlework. Do you ever embroider on your quilts?
No, the only embroidery I did was when I made my own square for my Christmas quilt. That was the only embroidery I did. I'm not a very gifted embroiderer. That's something else I'm going to look into. That's one of my future projects, is to learn some fancy embroidery stitches, and I've been collecting velvets and silks and satins for a couple of years with, in the back of my mind, the idea that I'm going to make a Victorian crazy quilt. So I'm going to learn some embroidery and, you know, put that on.
When you make your quilts, you said that you don't particularly like to cut out the pieces and that you have to have a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make your own patterns, or do you, what do you use for a pattern? What type of template do you use?
Well, recently I've started using the heavy plastic that they sell in the quilting stores. I had also sent away for some from Quilter's Newsletter. Before that, I traced my patterns on thin paper, and then I covered both sides with the clear contact paper. That way I could mark on them, I could see through it, and I could also write on it. And that made a fairly satisfactory template, but they stopped selling the clear contact by the yard. You have to buy a roll with about 4 yards in it. And about the time they discontinued that was when I discovered the heavier plastic, and I really like that better. It is a little heavier and you can see through it. But as to making my own patterns, I have drafted some, but mostly I get most of my patterns from books, from Quilter's Newsletter is my Bible as far as my quilting goes.
Are there any other magazines, quilt magazines, that you get?
I also get Lady Circle Patchwork Quilts, and I have quite an extensive library as far as other books. I've gotten more selective now because I'm running out of books shelf space, but I still love, I'm almost as much of, I'm a fabraholic, as I'm sure most quilters are, but I'm a bookaholic too, and every time I see any books on quilting and stuff, I have to go through them. But like I said, I'm being more selective now as to what I buy because I'm running out of room to keep them all.
Can you name some of the books that you have?
Well, one of the first ones I got was Quick and Easy Quilting by Bonnie Lehman. That's where I got that before I got the Quilter's Newsletter. And she is the editor of Quilter's Newsletter. And I think that's a nice book for beginners. I have another book, I can't think of the exact name. It's called Let's Make a Patchwork Quilt, and it's a Farm Journal craft book, and it has a lot of patterns in it, and it's like for to make a sampler, but it has a lot of patterns of different degrees of hardness or difficulty, and I like that book a lot too. I have lots of books. I just offhand I can't think of the names of them.
You mentioned being a fabraholic. Where do you get your fabric? Where do you buy it, or?
Oh, yes. I get a lot of it at Hancock's. If I see something that takes my eye, even if I don't have any use for it whatsoever, I buy a fourth or half a yard. Also, when I visit various quilt shops, I'm always on the lookout for something unusual or just something that catches my eye. And when I go to yard sales, I love to go to yard sales and garage sales, and even if I see a blouse or a skirt or something with fabric in that takes my eye, I'll pick that up too.
Do you buy any particular fabric, like cottons? Do you tend to use more cottons, or do you buy blends? What do you prefer?
Well, I really prefer working with cotton, but you really, unless you go to a quilt shop, you really can't find a really extensive, what do I want to say?
Selection?
A selection, right. There's not that much of a selection in cotton, so I do work a lot with blends.
Is there any particular color that you seem to enjoy working with, or colors?
Well, no. Right now, I want to do something in blends of rose and brown. I think rose and brown goes together so nice, and I want to do something with that. But my kids will say sometimes, you know, what's your favorite color? And I say, well, what's it for? Because I have a different favorite color for different things. You know, I like a yellow kitchen. I like to wear browns and natural colors myself in the wintertime, but in the summer I wear just about anything. And as far as quilts, I've seen them in all colors and I love them all.
When you buy batting for your quilts, what type of batting do you get?
I use the Mountain Mist, the polyester.
The bonded?
Yeah, the bonded.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yes, I made the mistake of getting a cheaper one time, and it wasn't bonded. And when I tried to open that up, let me tell you, I ended up using it for stuffing in toys because it was all over the place, and it stuck to itself, and I just could not get that opened up into anything that I wanted to put into a quilt.
Now, for the backing of your quilt, what do you use for the backing?
I prefer muslin. I have used other things, such as a sheet, or, as in the case of my baby quilt, sometime I'll use another calico that blends in with what I've used on the front. But for the bigger ones, I prefer muslin.
And how do you usually finish your quilts?
Well, that too has varied. I have made them where I finished the whole quilt and then quilted it. And I've also done several where I've done the quilt as you go. That is a little harder getting it together. It doesn't go together as neatly, but I really prefer that because I can take it with me. I've only done one quilt on the frame. My father built me a frame about 2 years ago for Christmas, and I did one quilt on that, and I just have decided I'm not the type of person that can quilt on a frame. And of course it took up the whole living room, and I really would rather just sit in my corner and quilt on my lap.
So you don't use a frame or a hoop at all, you just do the lap quilting?
Right, yes.
Uh-huh. Do you bind your quilts?
Some I do, and some I don't.
Uh-huh.
Some of the baby quilts, I have just brought the backing around to the front and made a small edging with that. Some of the other ones, I have used binding on them. I still have trouble with the corners with my binding. I have read so many articles on how to do it right, but I'm still trying to perfect that.
Do you, what type of thread do you use when you piece the quilts? Do you use the polyester or cotton?
I just use the polyester.
The polyester.
Mm-hmm.
And do you use any particular thread when you quilt?
No, I do use quilting thread, but I just use whatever I pick up at the store. I don't use any particular kind or brand.
Do you use different colors, or do you stick mostly to one color?
I have mostly stuck to white so far.
To white?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. When you mark your quilts for quilting, what do you use to mark them with?
Well, right now, I just recently discovered a purple pen that disappears within a matter of hours all by itself. I have used pencil, and that's okay. I've used the blue markers, the you dab with water. I don't care for those at all. Right now, I'm really sold on this purple pencil or purple pen that disappears by itself.
Why didn't you like the blue marker?
Well, I found that it didn't really disappear as easily as they said it would. After it dried, some of it would come back, and I just didn't care for it.
You said that you give most of your quilts away. Did you ever quilt for other people for compensation?
No, I hadn't. Right now, I am working on a part of a cathedral window that my old quilting teacher, Mary Siegfried, had started. Incidentally, she has since moved to Florida, and we miss her very much, but she comes back occasionally. She had started a cathedral window, and she had gotten something wrong with her hand. It's not arthritis, but anyway, she can't do a lot of needlework right now, and she wanted this quilt finished. Well, she had made some of these soft sculptured dolls one time, and I really admired them. So she told me she would trade me two of these dolls if I would finish her cathedral window for her. So I'm in the process of doing that, and this is the first job that I have really done for someone else, where I would call those dolls compensation.
Do you think you would ever consider quilting for someone else?
I might if they weren't too anxious to get it. If I'm under a lot of pressure and I know somebody wants it right then or yesterday, then I really tend to lose interest and don't want to do it. But I might. I'd have to see what the situation was.
Do you have old quilts?
Yes, I have several. My mother just passed away last fall, and I inherited two old quilts that I can remember having them on my bed, or my sister and I had them on our beds when we were quite young. There is absolutely nothing left of these quilts. The backing is beautiful. You can still see the quilt stitches. But they were pieced. One is a double wedding ring, and the other is a five-pointed star, I think. And where they were pieced, the material is just absolutely gone. It's just disintegrated. And then I have 16 Dresden plate pieces that have to be appliqued onto backings. She got these from this lady that lived up in Ohio. My parents used to visit this lady, and I can remember going up there when I was quite small. Her name was Laura Miller, and her husband's name was Colonel. That was his name. They called him the Colonel. And I asked my father about her a couple weeks ago, and I didn't know it at the time, but they were Quakers. And she did a lot of quilting, and that's where these quilts came from that I got, you know, when Mom passed away. So then my mother-in-law, she broke up housekeeping, and she had done some quilting in her younger days, and I got a lot of her stuff too. There are two twin size cross stitch quilts. One of them I can't wait to get to, but I really have to finish my other projects first. But it's all basted together and ready to go. And that's what I like to do is the quilting, you know, and it's all marked and ready to go. So I think maybe I'll get to that this winter when it starts getting cold, you know. There were lots of squares from my mother-in-law that were cut out. Incidentally, my mother-in-law is Dorothy Heath. And there was one cigar box just full of denim squares with little tiny appliques on them. Some of them she made herself. Others were like tiny flowers that were cut out of the whole cloth. And all of these squares are ready to go into another quilt. I found a newspaper or a magazine page in with that, and it was from Woman's Day magazine. And apparently that's where she got this idea. And from what I've read on this magazine page, these squares are to be appliqued with a like a buttonhole stitch or something. They're to be appliqued onto a darker piece of material, like black broadcloth or something like that. So that's another of these future projects. I hope I live to be 200 so I can do all of these things I have in my mind.
Don't we all? I think that's a common problem.
I'm sure it is.
These quilts that have disintegrated, what do you intend to do with those? Are they salvageable?
Well, the double wedding ring, there's not too much left of that one. The star pattern, there are some that are in pretty good shape, but I haven't really decided whether to cut them down and maybe frame them or try to sew them into a smaller something. I really haven't decided what to do with them yet.
Have you ever entered a quilt in a show?
No, I never have. I really don't feel that I'm that good yet.
Has there been a change in people's attitude toward quilting?
Oh, I think so. Or maybe we're just all coming out of the woodwork. I don't know. When I first became interested in it, I was the only one, you know, down there at Fort Knox. I didn't know anyone else that was interested in quilting. And then even after I moved up here and requested the classes, there were about six other ladies in the class, but it seemed like a couple of those dropped out. And really by the end of the class, I didn't feel that they were as gung-ho about it as I was. Then the following year, I had written to Mary, my teacher, and told her what projects I had completed, and I thanked her, you know, for teaching me what she had, because I was really into it by then. And she called me then on the phone, and she said she was glad I had written, because she was considering starting a small club of some of the ladies that had been in, you know, her various classes. So she invited me over. Well, I'm the only Kentuckian that joined this group, which we call the Lint Pickers. And if you've done a lot of sewing, I think that's obvious. When you're finished, you go around picking up all the threads and everything. And we meet at each other's houses once a month. And
this group is over in...
Yeah, all these ladies are in Cincinnati, mainly in the Montgomery and Kenwood area. And we've had this group now since 1978, and we all admire Mary. She is just a fantastic lady. She doesn't just do quilting. She does all kinds of crafts and needlework, and she has sold her ideas to, you know, the various magazines. There's one called Crafts and Such, and she's in there quite a bit. As I said, two years ago, she had to move to Florida because her husband's business took him down there. And we really miss her, and when she does come back up, we make a big day of it. You know, everybody gets together, and we all have show and tell, so we can let Mary know what we've been doing. But I feel that she has been a real influence in my quilting and my needlework.
How do you spell her?
Oh, okay.
Siegfried.
It's S-E-I-G-F-R-E-I-D.
Was she originally from Cincinnati?
No, she was originally from Akron, Ohio.
From Akron?
Uh-huh. And then she moved to Cincinnati maybe 10 or 12 years ago. And she's a past president of the Cincinnati Craft Guild. And as I said, she has sold her ideas to a lot of magazines, and she travels around to different shows and gives demonstrations. And I just think she's a fantastic person.
Did she teach from her home or in homes mainly, or
no,
did she teach in?
Yeah, she usually went to recreation centers and schools, wherever a group would get together. She would travel to those places, and as I said, she came to the Bellevue Recreation Center to give our class.
She sounds like a very interesting person.
Oh, she is. She really is.
We were talking about the change in people's attitudes toward quilting. Why do you think there's such an interest now in quilting that there wasn't, say, 10 years ago even?
Okay, for one thing, I think crafts have really gotten popular, and it's not just quilting. We have candle wicking, and a couple years ago it was macrame, and people just want to do things with their hands. I also think that the trend right now is to, for decorating, is early American or country living, and of course quilts go right into that. They hang on the walls and they drape over the couches, and I think that has a lot to do with it too.
Do you see any particular value in quilting? Or what is the value of quilting to you?
Oh, I like to think when I'm sitting here doing my little projects that they will still be around, 100 years from now. I like to think that somebody will remember me and in my quilts.
Have the materials that are used in quilting, have they changed in any way over the years?
Oh, sure. A lot of people do use the blends now, although I think they are getting back to the cottons. You have more of a choice. You don't have to, if you want to make a scrap quilt, fine, but I think a lot of people go out and buy the materials they want just for their quilts, and you have a much better selection than you ever would have had in days gone by.
Do you think that makes a quilt prettier?
Not in all cases. I've seen some pretty horrible quilts, but sure, I think when you have a better selection, you can make it prettier.
Do you ever intend, or would you ever like to make up your own design for a quilt?
I would love to, but as I said before, I just seem to have a mental block when it comes to things like that. Sometimes an idea will pop out of my head, and people say, oh, that's a good idea, but if I sit down with a paper in front of me and try to draft a pattern, I would just sit there and stare at the paper.
We've talked about, other people quilting, and you said there was no one, in your family that you know of that quilted. Do men quilt? We mostly think of women quilting. Do men quilt, and have you ever seen any quilts that men have made?
Well, sure, I've seen pictures of Michael James's work, and I know he's he's a contemporary quilter, and I went to a lecture a couple of months ago in Covington, as it was given by Paul McDade, and he brought a lot of his quilts down, and they were beautiful. Other than that, those are the only two men that I've really heard of. I know there are others, but those are the only two that I've actually seen any of their work.
Do you think their work is different, that they do a different type of work than
Well, Michael James does. His is more contemporary. He goes for the more modern things. Paul McDade's quilts were mostly traditional. They were the older patterns. There were some appliques, I think, that were more like his own ideas. He told us about a quilt that he had entered in the Indianapolis Star contest several months ago, and he said that it was all made of wools, and that he quilted it with yarn in great big stitches. Well, I would love to see that. That's definitely different, you know. But for the most part, his quilts were traditional.
So you really couldn't see too much difference in the quilting or design or anything?
No.
You mentioned Michael James being a contemporary quilter. How do you feel about the contemporary quilts?
For the most part, I really don't care for them. If I do like them, it's more for the how they put the colors together. My favorite is Chrysalis by Maria McCormick Snyder. There are a few other ones I like, but mostly I prefer the traditional quilts.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to add to this tape, Alice?
No, not offhand. I think we've about covered everything.
I thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you for coming. I've enjoyed it.